My life is an open book. I write upon it pages, my present. This is Dr. Harrell Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. My life is an open book. I write upon its pages, my present. How wonderful that is for each of us to have our life be an open book. We oftentimes think of our life as not being an open book, as sort of being something for secret or known only to us or not available to others, and we think that it's our private life, our personal experience, and no one should know anything about it. Well, think about it. Truly, our life is an open book, and everything we do is quite obvious and quite easily seen by everybody, quite easily known by everybody, because our life is an open book. No matter what we do, it is seen by others, it is known by others. All the world knows exactly what we're doing. And because all the world knows exactly what we're doing, no matter what we want to try to do, we can't hide it. Now, most of the time, the word hide means something that is negative, something that's not beneficial. We want to hide the facts, hide the information, or hide the story. And that's not always true. I have a little experience that I'm going to hide from you today. I bought a thing yesterday, and it's a gift. I'm going to give it to some people, and I don't want them to know what it is until they receive it. And when they receive it, then they will be very happy and very surprised and very delighted. But my life is such an open book. I write upon its pages my present, and it's hard to have secrets. It's hard to keep things back and not tell other people what I'm doing and what's going on. Virtually everything I have ever done, in fact, everything I've ever done, I always tell everybody. And I tell people sometimes before I do it, and I tell people while I'm doing it, and I tell people after I've done it. And so if people ever say that they know something about me, they know something about me, and I say, well, what is it? And they say, well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. I know, but I don't consider myself having secrets, so therefore I cannot know what you do, what you have, what you're interested in, what you're talking about. A lot of people come to me for counseling, and that's something that I thoroughly enjoy doing with people, not necessarily counseling, but sharing with them and working with them as they develop their own attitude about what they believe. And people will come to me with a problem, and they'll say they have a headache. And I'll say, wow, how great that is. How great that you have a headache. I think that's just marvelous. Would you like to have a better headache or a stronger headache? No. I don't want to. Don't you understand? Why are you making fun of me? I'm not making fun of you. If you come to me and I'm the person you want to talk to about solving something or working something out, and then you tell me that what you want to work out is your headache and you want to have a better headache, now I say, okay, I'll work with you on that. I don't care. I don't make judgments as to what's right or wrong for you or good or bad for you. That's your decision. I'll merely tell you how to accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish. If you want to live, I'll work with you on how to live more easily, more completely, more beautifully. If you want to die, I'll work with you on dying so you can let go and be off to your next dimension, whatever. But that's not your privilege, Dr. Barley. That's not your privilege to do that with you. Oh, yes, it is. You just come to me with your life as an open book. And you say to me what it is that is in your heart and mind and what you want to accomplish, and I'll work with you on accomplishing it. But, and you know, everything that you tell me, I tell everybody. I have no secrets, and you have no secrets when they come to me. So, if you have something that you don't want the world to know, don't tell me. And if you have something you don't want the world to know, you better be very careful. You better be very, very careful, because your life is an open book, and you write upon its pages your present. And so whatever your present is, whatever you are doing today, is written on the book of your life. And all the world knows it. And all the world sees it. And all the world comments on it and says, wow, or, oh, that's too bad. But it really is not too bad. Because whatever we project in the outer is what we are in the inner. So, if we're going to desire a happier life, a fuller life, a more complete life, a more content life, then what we do is we put more contentment into our everyday feelings. Now, how do you put more contentment into your life? Well, you say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm peaceful. I'm happy. That's not contentment. That's activity. That's power. That's right. That's right. How do you want to be content? You want to be content like dead? Or you want to be content like peace? You want to be content like relaxed? You want to be content like no problems? What do you want to be content with? That's your decision. What do you want to be content with? Now, if you want to be content with the idea that you are a divine being and you are living in your divine body right now, if you want to be content with the idea that you are beautiful, then come and talk with me. I'll work with you on that. I'll say, okay, now, let me count the ways that you are beautiful. And so then you have your life as an open book and you write on the pages your present. And so you say to me, you say I'm beautiful? You said you're beautiful and I'm saying you're beautiful. I'm saying merely what you're saying. And if you say you're rotten, then I say you're rotten. And you say, oh, well, that's not very nice. You're not supporting me in helping me. Yes, I'm helping you accomplish what you want to accomplish and what you're talking about. Now, you say I like me. Okay. Now, again, let me count the ways. How do you say you like yourself? Why do you say you like yourself? Well, I'm a thoughtful person. Hey, that's a nice idea. I'm a loving person. That's a good idea. I'm a caring person. Hey, we're moving right along in high gear here. I am always interested in seeing everyone in my world as a reflection of myself and a happy reflection. And if I ever am unhappy, I don't dare be that way. I don't dare have those thoughts because everybody in my world will be unhappy, and that's not fair to my world. Mm-hmm. Interesting attitude, interesting way of looking at it. Kind of different than a lot of people might look at it, but man, it's true. If you are unhappy in yourself and you look at your world is unhappy as your reflection. That's not very nice, is it? If you are sick and you look at your world as you are inside yourself, you look at your world as sick, and so your world is sick. Wow, what a cruel thing to do to the world. So it's necessary for us to be careful what we write on the pages of our present. And if pages of our present are the thoughts of our present, are the every moment ideas that go on in our mind, that go on in our heart, that go on in our being, every moment attitudes that go on in us. Now, what sort of attitudes are going on in you? What sort of attitudes are going on in your open book? You can't hide anything from the world. The world knows exactly who and what you are. If you are a good person, it shines out so beautifully. People know that right off. And even and if you are accused of doing something bad, and people think that you're bad because they have that fact to work with, because that information to work with, and you go on and live your life from the open book point of view as a beautiful person, which is your true and your reality, then people will change their attitudes about you. But however they got the attitude that you were not nice for some reason, and how they got the attitude that you are nice for some reason, are all both the same. It's from your life as an open book. Have you ever allowed yourself to think negative thoughts, to think unhappy thoughts, to think thoughts of working with people? You see, oh, there are times people say, Herb, now keep this a secret. I want to work with you. I want you to work on my healing, but I'll keep it a secret. And I say, please don't do that to me. I'm unable to keep a secret. Don't do that to me. Because everything I am is out in the open. Everything I do is out in the open. Everything I tell. And so whenever I try to keep a secret with a person, I'm in trouble. Then I'm in real trouble. Because it shines out and it looks like it's my life rather than the secret that I'm keeping relative to somebody else's life. You see, we cannot do that. We cannot do that. Now, if someone comes to me and says, I have a problem, and I say, alrighty, now, you want more of the problem, or do you want the solution? Well, I want the solution, of course. I mean, any fool would know that I want the solution. Well, then, tell me, what solution do you want? Don't tell me the problem. Don't put that in my mind, that I'm going to have to keep secret, and I'm no good at that. Don't say, you're sick, but don't tell anybody, and you're sick, and don't spread that around, because you don't want that to be... Well, then, don't you spread it around. Don't you give it to me in the first place. then I won't spread it around. But... what I do, is I keep my mind so full of peace and harmony and goodness and love and truth that that's all I express. People look at me and they say, wow, you're a neat person. Wow, it's nice to be around you. Wow, I just feel the vibrations of you are so good and so fantastic. And that's true. That's true. That's what I am. My vibrations are good and fantastic and glorious. And you see them because your vibrations are the same way. Now, when your vibrations are not good, glorious, and fantastic, you're not in my neighborhood. You're not in my neck of the woods. You're not in my life. My life is an open book, and I write upon its pages my presence. I write upon its pages what I am doing right now, what I'm thinking right now, what I'm living right now, what I'm acting right now, what I'm being right now. Now, this is what is true for all of us. It's not just me. I'm not just the fortunate one to have that blessed gift. But every one of us, our life is an open book. What are you writing on the pages of your open book? What are you telling the world is your dream, your desire, your expectation, and your actual action, the actual things that you're doing, being, and saying, and living, and enjoying in every way in your life? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. Oh, how true that is. How true that is. I think good thoughts, good words, good deeds. I live in that action and live in that presence. My life is an open book. I don't dare handle it any way differently. I cannot handle it any differently. It's just the way it is. And I write upon its pages my present. And my beloveds, my life is so happy and so joyous and so marvelous and so exciting that every time I turn around, a new adventure of joy and peace and harmony greets me, and I am ready for it. And I invite you to join me in that adventure. Have a lovely day and know that my life is an open book and I write upon its pages my present. And you are in my life and I write upon my life the goodness and the glory that I see as you, as my reflection. So, I love you. I love you. I love you.